Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, this scene when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam returned from the meeting of his Lord, the meeting when he made the request to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him experience the inability to be able to do that. But when he returns and he arrives, and then he looks and he sees the people he's leading are worshipping a golden calf, is so, you know, if you reflect upon it, how disappointing this is. And subhanallah, and this is how the Quran described it. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفَ. When he returned, he became raged, very angry, very upset. And that anger or rage was mixed up with al-asaf, what we call disappointment. That this is the ummah I'm leading. And he let go of the Torah that preserved the tablets he brought, al-alwah. Allah wrote for him, al-alwah. And he could not control his anger, and he grabbed his brother from his beard and his head, his brother Aaron, Harun. Because before he left, he advised him, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And he given him nasiha, you are my vice, you are my place, you take in my place. Make sure that you keep them under guard, under guard. So the first one immediately he turned to blame is Harun. And you know, one of the scenes that came to my mind when I'm trying to reflect upon this, hypothetical. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returns to this ummah, which is not going to happen. This is hypothetical. And then as soon as he arrives, he sees Muslims going around the graves and invoking the dead. You know, ya tijani, ya jilani, ya rifa'i. What would he do? And who will he question? The people Allah giving the knowledge. How come you didn't stand up for that? Mahawa Harun didn't go to the people who were worshiping the calf. Musa, he did not go and address the people who are indulged in the sin. No, he approached the one who's in charge, the one who is responsible. And he rebuked him physically. And this is, ya ikhwa, the first grade or level of doing something about something bad that you see is you use your hand, you use your force. Of course, it's not practical at this time and age, but Musa, he was that type who will physically address the issues. He had that trait in him. The important thing here is one of the things Harun said to Musa, I was afraid, إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي. I was afraid that you would accuse me that I divided the ummah after you. I divided the Muslims after you. So the people, we have Muslims now who have that notion, that stuff that disunite us, don't talk about it. We want to be united. We want to be together. You know, you talk about the names and the attributes of Allah. Come on, this is going to bring only 10% of the Muslims into Islam. The rest are gone. Tawheed, let's talk about stuff that what keep us together, unite us. And they utilize the statement of Harun. Look at Harun. He refused. Of course, they are building this conclusion on one narrative. You see, there are multiple narratives of the story. Namely, in Surah Taha and in Surah Al-A'raf. In Surah Taha, this is what he said. I became concerned that if I address them, I will end up dividing the ummah, and that's not good. I want to keep them united and together. But for you to derive this understanding, you have to incorporate what he said in Surah Al-A'raf. What did he say? Yabna the son of my mother. This is like Yabna Akhi. Yabna La ta'khudh bi lihyati wala bi ra'si. Innal qawm astad'afuni wa kadu yaqtulunani. I tried to stop them, but they were about to kill me. I couldn't. They were so aggressive in pursuing this idol, false idol, to the extent that they were about to kill me. So now, for you to derive that Harun alayhi salam refrained from calling people to the worship of Allah when he sees them worshiping the graves or worshiping a golden calf because of the unity of the ummah, no, he tried. And when it didn't work, he took aside. That's how we understand that. He tried. And brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a false notion that you think one day this ummah will be united on anything else other than tawheed. Shuf, كان الناس أمة واحدة. Mankind, the entire humanity, used to be one family, togetherness. You know what Ibn Abbas said regarding this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 213, كلهم على التوحيد. They were upon tawheed. That's why they were one family. They were together. Tawheed united them, not the other way around. You don't unite people upon false beliefs, false ideologies, under the pretext of unity. No, it doesn't go this way. Shadow, the important thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, this scene of, you know, people making their own God, it doesn't make any sense to anybody that you fashion, you shape your own God. And then you go and worship this idol. Unfortunately, many of us worship idols like these, but they are not seen. We actually fashion them and make them up. Why? Because we see this world, we see this life with lenses, with eyes other than the eyes of revelation, the Quran and Sunnah. We assess this world with different eyes than the eyes of the revelation. One of the most deadly idol I have and you have is our nafs, our desire. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in two places, Surah Al-Jathiyah wa Surah Al-Furqan. Qala ta'ala, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who has taken his hawa for God? Meaning, Ibn Abbas said in explaining this verse, whatever you desire, you do. That is your God. Whatever your nafs tells you, command you to do, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا مَيْ نَفْسِ. That's the first idol right here is within. And I want to tell you, you know, one of the so profound statements that the companions used to say when they approach nations bringing Islam to them. Of course, they are amazed. You guys are Arabs. What are you doing here? We never heard of you before. What are you doing here? Look at this. We came to liberate you. We came to free you. We came to free you from the worship of false idols. Because the moment that you worship the true God, you're liberated. Because these false idols, they dictate your life. And they waste it. And they will be the cause for losing al-akhirah, which is khusranun mubin, as the Quran described it. The second verse, afara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawahu wa adallahu Allahu ala ilm. Have you seen the one who knowingly knows that this is wrong? This is wrong. You tell me, this is an idol that we are experiencing these days. You tell me, with all due respect, what is it with asking young ones to question their gender, to question whether they are males or females? What are you trying to do? Oh, there is a new idol called Qawm Lut, which LBGT idol, new idol. These are idols. They are imposing it upon you. Now we have to serve that idol. And the so fascinating when you see laws are being structured and inserted into our lives in order to glorify and magnify these idols. And they use terminologies. One of the most devastating idol, which disgusting, is the idol of Zionism. You've probably been noticing the last week or so, you know, the young people are fresh. Their fitra is still. That's why they fear them. Look, when the disbelievers at the time of Ibrahim, they came back and they found their idols are من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا what? فتى من الفتوة. We heard a young man, فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. That's why, by the way, I remember these days when I was younger, I would stop at the airport for hours. Now, because I'm an old man. خلاص. Out of order. But a young man? No. Look, the people of the cave, the companions of the cave, إنهم فتية. فتية. آمنوا بربهم. So you got these young men who see this massacre for 7 months almost now unfolding. Footage out of this world, 4K, 5K. These guys are very close to the fitra, their fitra still fresh. And now you accuse them of anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic? What this has to do with Semitic? Many of these young college students who are marching for the truth are Jews. Are Jews. They actually believe this is wrong. The idol of Zionism, brothers and sisters in Islam, was created and fashioned the 17th century, towards the end of it, by a Christian denomination called the Protestants, and Protestant from protesting, located in England. And what was their intention? We want to bring Jews to believe in Christ, to believe in Jesus. So they developed a formula. This formula is, you're the chosen people, and there is a chosen land, and the only way for the Messiah to come back is you have to return there. You have to go there. That's the whole, how the whole thing started. Years back, 1947, 48, the Balfour, all of this. All of this. Now, what complemented this? Europe don't like in Jews living, and I mean it. You know, they accuse us of anti-Semitic. You know, who burned them in the ovens was Europeans. When Jews were living in Egypt, in Iraq, in Morocco, they own businesses completely free. That's why this, by the way, all the work on anti-Semitism, all of it is translated. There is no original Arabic literature on it. They translated it to Arabic because it didn't exist. It did not exist. So they did not like them there. They did not like them in Europe, in their backyard. Add to this, Jerusalem, Isham. I want to tell you, Isham is the battlefield. Until the day of judgment, is the eternal arena of truth and falsehood. Isham. Armageddon is there, according to their narrative, the word yani. Army, the battle, that fierce battle, Maqtala al-Azimah, will be there in Isham. Imagine the embodiment, the pinnacle of the
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Embodiment of evil, the Antichrist, will die in Jerusalem, in the Masjid al-Aqsa, next to the Masjid al-Aqsa, will be killed there. That tells you the battle is ongoing and it's gonna keep going, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's gonna keep going and it's gonna evolve and evolve and continue. Allah knows best what will unfold out of it. But they know that, that they have to control this part of the world. And I'm talking about the Western world. Because if they pull out Muslims, will come back together. Because, listen, when they inserted Israel there, when they inserted the embodiment of Zionism there, they had to create these dictatorships around them. Egypt is suffering. Jordan is suffering. Syria is suffering. Because they have to guard it with these puppets guarding them. So it's causing a lot of harm to the entire area for that body to stay there. But they have to keep it there. That's their interest. You need to understand that. That's their interest. Because they know the moment that this body is taken out of there, Muslims are back together and they're going to come to us. And they don't want that. And you can't blame them for that either. You cannot blame for that. But you need to understand what's going on, brothers and sisters in Islam. You got this country killing almost, if you count the mist under the rubbles, 45,000 human lives in 6 months. 70% of the housing, no college, no school, no university. People are starving. Why? Because of the idol of Zionism. And you got laws are being, you know, it was very funny when they brought this lady and the congressman is questioning her. Probably watched that and say, have you read the Bible, young lady? I didn't read the Bible. Have you come across the covenant God talk with Ibrahim? Yes. Yeah, what covenant? When he said to Ibrahim, whoever blesses Israel, I will bless him. And whoever curses Israel, I will curse him. Would you like the University of Columbia to be cursed? Probably knows that. But who's Israel? Yeah, let's assume that this text is correct. But who's Israel? Israel is Yaqub, a prophet. Prophet Yaqub. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه. Israel is not the country, it's not the state. But this is how what? They confuse you. And they accuse these young ones who are standing. Anti-Semitism. No, they are anti-Zionism. Now they see, they want to tell, they don't want to, no. Criticizing, listen, what the Jewish community endured in Europe is terrible. Terrible. 6 million, according to them, were burned to death. That is terrible. That is awful. And any person who incites hate against any human being in this manner is terrible. But these young ones, they are protesting against Zionism, not Semitism. And you see, that's the message that they are not conveying. Why? Because they are trying to confuse the people. But the more they lie, and they lie, and they lie, the truth will come out, brothers and sisters in Islam. Another idol, which we live now, you know, in unfortunately, and is causing a lot of harm to the ummah. Not speaking out, being afraid. You know, being afraid to articulate the truth. I know that we live in this part of the world and we're bound to rules and regulations and we should abide by these laws of the land. We should never consider violations. But I'm talking about the people living in the Muslim world, seeing their brethren, their sisters, the children of the ummah being slaughtered, and none of them want to do something. They are afraid to speak out, brothers and sisters in Islam. Why? Because the idol of leadership Yeah, find a way without endangering your lives. Find a way to do something about it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever you see something wrong, you should speak of it. You should talk about it. You should voice your concern. This is the least that you can do for these individuals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu." And this is how Musa reacted to the entire scene, that his own people, the people who was sent to, leaving the true God, the one who saved them from Egypt, from the Pharaoh, the one who delivered them out of bondage, the one who provided for them al-man wa salwa, the one who given them the water in the desert, and they're worshiping an idol. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. Likewise, you shouldn't just buy in by your silence. You see, something Harun did when he was unable to change those people and prevent them from the worship of this golden calf, he left them alone. He went to the side. I can't be with you anymore. This is the least that you can do. He did not go and sit with them and had a conversation with them and mixed with them. No, this is the least that you can do, brothers and sisters in Islam. The point that I would like to convey to you today is, unfortunately, many of us make up these idols. One of these idols is materialism, money. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, one of the predecessors, he said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ وَثَن. Every ummah has a wathan, has an idol. And the wathan of this ummah, al-mal, wealth, that you run after wealth, regardless of what you end up doing, engaging in haram business transaction, engaging in cheating, engaging. Now listen, if it is an idol, you have to worship this idol, the idol of money. I gotta make money. I love money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually named it. He said, "Ta'isa 'abdu ad-dinar, ta'isa 'abdu ad-dirham." Loser, the slave of the dinar, the dollar, the slave of the cent. "Ta'isa 'abdu al-qatifa, ta'isa wantakas, da'a 'alayhi Rasulullah, wa idha shika falan taqash." If a thorn goes into his skin, may he not be able to bring it out. This person who becomes a slave to the wealth, that's another idol. A lot of us waste our lives for this idol. Every day we worship that idol. And you know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells you, if you have two valleys of gold, two valleys of gold. لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب. I want you to picture that. Just don't listen to it. Valleys, two mountains, huge mountains, and in between them there is valley of gold. Not just one, two. Would you say good? Huh? No. Where is the third? Wow. That's the idol. That's the idol. Idol. شوف قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. Riches, being rich, has nothing to do with how much you have. Being rich is being contented, happy with what you have, الرضا, that you please with it. الحمد لله ربنا مستور الحمد لله. You see that balance, brothers and sisters in Islam. Another idol, the idol of power, authority, being head, bad problem. Individuals are they risk many things just to be up front, not knowing that being up front is a responsibility. Brothers and sisters in Islam, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address certain individuals, telling them, أَلَمْ أَذَرْكَ تَرْأَسْ وَتَرْبَعْ. Haven't I made you a boss, an imam, a head, وَتَرْبَعْ, during the time of the Arabs used to give a fourth of their income to the leader. Why? Because he's supposed to host the people. He has the one who hosts, who spend like a tax. وَتَرْبَعْ. Where? What did you do with it? What did you do with it? تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This hereafter is for those who do not seek highness in this world. These leaders out there in the Muslim world, seeing these children massacred in front of their eyes. Why they can do nothing? Because of their chairs, because of their offices, because of power. I'm going to lose the power, lose it. Although, if you stand for the truth, Allah may maintain your power, but stand for the truth, brothers and sisters in Islam. Another idol for the sisters, another idol, fashion. I gotta look good, wearing, that's an idol. Imagine how much a regular, I read some stats that an average American woman, before she goes out of the house, she spends at least 25 minutes in front of the mirror. Why? Idol. I gotta look good. I gotta get the attention. I gotta be idol. That's an idol. You see, she's worshiping that idol of fashion. And some of them, by the way, they work around the hijab. I heard some of the school kids, and I hope they hear me, the girls, that now they show their necks. Yeah, she, because she has it, but she shows her necks. Idol, she wanna show anything from the body, idol. Not knowing that the first thing Satan did to our father and mother, nudity, nakedness. When they ate from the tree, naked. فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهم ينزع. You know what ينزع is? He's pulling their clothes. ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما. When you talk to the sisters, fashion, the idol of fashion, the worship of fashion, brothers and sisters in Islam. Islam comes until this, wallahi, the most, although listen, the position on niqab is known, it is recommended according to the majority of the jurists, but a sister who wears her niqab is the queen. She's liberated. Imagine for her to go out. Who cares what's beneath? But the other one? And how much? Your budget. Look at your budget. Just check the Kmart. Well, that place where they sell the lipstick and stuff. Idols, these are idols, unseen idols in our lives. Many of them. Social media now is another idol. I gotta have the TikTok, I gotta have the Facebook, I gotta have idols, and I gotta go there, and I gotta post stuff. whether it is good or bad, who cares? I gotta put a picture there. I gotta get the attention. My viewers are going down. My likes are going. Idol. You're worshiping it. You're becoming a slave to it. Slave to it. All of these are fake. That's what Musa saw in his people. They are leaving the ilah. The one he just had a conversation with him. And, ya ikhwa, subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenting on this particular incident when he said, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَةِ. As a matter of fact, when Musa was meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was exchanging with him a conversation, Allah told him, مَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Why did you hasten and come in haste? قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh, they are in good shape. Oh Allah, and I just want to come because I want to be with you. I want to... قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. There is a guy whose name is Samiri, got them to worship the Kaaba. So he didn't react, by the way. He didn't say anything. Who's telling him? Allah is telling him that your people worship the calf after you. He didn't do anything. But look when he saw the scene. He's seen the ummah now. Subhanallah, ikhwah. Wallahi, sometimes there is a soccer game between Ahli and Zamalek in Egypt. The Egyptians are diehard for this game. It's like, you know, the Broncos and Super Bowl or something. And when you turn the TV channel, you see bringing kids from beneath the rubbles in pieces. Oh, that's the idol. Sport is good. Working out is beautiful. But when it occupies you, it becomes an idol. Movies, oh, you name it. You name it, brothers and sisters in Islam. If you want to do good to yourself, if you want to save yourselves, liberate yourself from these idols.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.